Hello dear listeners, James here. I'm standing at Luton Airport. Just popped in here to post a letter before I get my stretch limo to work. I thought I'd contribute to the interesting debate, narrative discussion on tea and coffee making that was initiated by the mighty Nick Holloway Vox in some previous booths. If you've not heard them, do check his compilations out because they're very insightful and interesting. And they go into all kinds of detail as to the rituals and the styles and the processes of making a decent or maybe not so decent cup of tea. I thought I'd just pitch in my little bits and pieces. The first thing I would say is that I no longer drink tea because I can't. I do love a nice cuppa, but when I was a kid growing up, I thought we drank quite a lot of it. It was our mainstay of getting through the days, and consequently now if I drink tea I get chest pains and my stomach hurts, so I stick now to coffee, except in June when I go caffeine free, and fruit teas. But what I wanted to focus on was the not so much the ritual as the process of making tea for colleagues at work, because that's one of the things that happens. There's a point either where one of my colleagues or me will reach a stage in our work where we'll stop and just go, right, need a cup of tea, and we'll go round. Now the office has around about 30 people in it, and there's different sort of sections. I work in the specialist section. We've got our frontline team, we've got our projects team, and depending on how big of a round you want to make or how many people are interested, because you can end up completely out of phase with people where you're making a cup of tea and then maybe half an hour later they get up and they fancy a cuppa. But they didn't fancy one when you wanted one, and so whatever you ask, they're always going to say no because they've just put one out. Or you can have a collection of 12, 15 mugs sometimes. Or if you're feeling a little bit mean, just do your own little cluster of desks or five or six people. We have a hot water dispenser rather than the kettle, because actually making cups of tea for a lot of people is a real faff when you have just one kettle to boil, so we're fortunate in that respect. And it's quite an interesting thing, because you either get your people with their own mugs, people are with particular types of tea they like, whether they don't want milk in it or they want sugar or leave the spoon in. And of course, when I make tea, I try to do the best job possible. It's interesting, people have highlighted the need to put the water in and then put the water on the tea bag and don't put milk in when the tea bag is still in there, and all these kind of techniques. I for one don't like squeezing the tea bag afterwards, because that's when that sort of oily the surface of tannin and tea oils ends up causing the tea bag to the mug of tea to be slightly tarnished, if you like. That said, though, we get a reason. We don't buy the cheapest tea bags. we've had comments on, if you want to skimp on anything, don't skimp on toilet roll or tea bags. I like that one. But there's hell to pay if it all runs out. We're very fortunate in that. I shouldn't say this because the Daily Mail gets hold of it. They'll be held to pay. But the BBC pays for our tea bags. We don't have a tea fund, so to speak. But of course, as finances get tighter, who knows what that might cause. But when the tea bags run out, if somebody hasn't ordered another box of tea bags, my goodness, we do get through them. Yeah, we buy a box of 240. We'll be through that in probably 2 weeks, because there's quite a few of us. Anyway. You can make two cups of tea with two identical tea bags, and one will be sort of slightly unpleasant and pale, and the other one will be a good hearty colour. And of course, the temptation is to stick the tea bag into one tea bag into the other just to ripen it up a little bit. But what you do in the kitchen, and nobody's looking over your shoulder, doesn't matter, does it? Although we trust each other not to play practical jokes and put salt in or anything like that. So yes, the whole tea making thing at work is an interesting dynamic. I don't drink tea at work, which means that I don't participate in the kind of, I don't know, the the need for a cup of tea at various different times. In fact, I've got into the habit now of putting a lemon and ginger or a fruity tea bag in a mug, just sling a bit of water in there, and then when I've drunk it, I'll leave the bag in there and get them to sling load more water in it, because to me it's just a kind of like a warm drink rather than actually like a tea drinking experience, which is completely the opposite of what Jacqueline B was saying, which is a ritual. It's completely not a ritual for me at work. It's more habitual, which rhymes. And so if anybody's thinking of writing a song about tea, there's a bit of a tip for you, for what it's worth. Nobody has written a pop song about making tea. They've done one about toast. No one done about tea, yeah. There's always scope, isn't there? Anyway, I better get on my bus. I just thought I'd share those insights about tea making. And as soon as I get to work, I'll make my colleagues a slightly substandard mug of tea, I dare say. The sun's rising over Luton at the moment, and I'm all sniffly. I think this cold's getting around, isn't it? There was something else I was going to say, but I've completely forgotten what it was. It was about tea and coffee. Oh, that's right, yes. Another one of Nick Holloway's fine listeners was saying that they're a bit of a coffee snob, as am I. Can't stand instant coffee. It just doesn't really taste like coffee at all. And if I've ever offered it, I'll always take it black, because adding milk to something which doesn't taste particularly nice to start off with makes it even worse. Right, and with that, I shall definitely go. I was going to say there's plenty to think about there, but not the most insightful thing for 5 to 7 on a Tuesday morning. But thank you very much for starting the discussion, Nick, and I'll be interested to hear what everyone else says. Oh, incidentally, I was listening to Jana's thing about about the little tea bags with tags that they do in Germany. I could go on for hours about tea. I think we all could, couldn't we? I was saying that's great until you put the spoon in and a little blooming tag falls in and you end up having to fish it out with the spoon. So, oh dear, oh dear. That's my experience when we went to Germany anyway, earlier in the year. Right, going now. Bye for now.